Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. And taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets, for about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today I want to speak about Our Lady of Lourdes, the Eucharist, and First Holy Communion, some things we could do to receive Holy Communion. So this miracle right here, that the Lord takes these 7 loaves and blesses them, breaks them, and multiplies them to feed 4,000, is one of the miracles our Lord's doing as a precursor leading up to the great miracle of His changing bread into His own body, blood, soul, and divinity, the bread of eternal life. Now, Our Lady of Lourdes, she appeared to St. Bernadette on this date in 1858, 154 years ago, and she would appear to her a total of 18 times. One aspect that's usually forgotten is Our Lady of Lourdes, what she was doing was pointing towards the Eucharist. When Our Lady first appeared to St. Bernadette, she had not yet at that time received her first Holy Communion. She would before the final apparition, St. Bernadette would. But then when Our Lady was there, she also told St. Bernadette, "Tell the priest to build a church here." Why? Because in the church, the holy sacrifice, the Mass is offered. Where? Because in the church, the Holy Eucharist, Christ is born anew, body, blood, soul, and divinity on the altar. So Our Lady of Lourdes was pointing towards her Son, as she always does. And at the very first apparition, Our Lady pulled a rosary out. And so did St. Bernadette pray. So Our Lady was talking about praying the rosary, implying that by being closer to me, you'll be even closer to my Son Jesus and enter into that mystery of the Eucharist. Now, all of us here, every single person, do you know that we have an obligation? We have an obligation to have a proper devotion and love to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Why? Because we're followers of Jesus Christ. Because Mary is the mother of the Redeemer. She imitated Christ most perfectly. She's the most perfect Christian. And as always, just to re-emphasize, she always leads souls closer to her Son. Now, all gifts come from above, right? Mary is God's gift to us. When He's dying on the cross in John 19, He looks out and says, "Behold your mother." So if anyone tries to tell you, "Well, I'm Catholic, but I don't have a devotion to Our Lady, don't pray the rosary," they are, in fact, not Catholic, period. That's not just a statement to excite you, but it's true. It's true. To be Catholic means I accept everything, that Jesus is in the Blessed Sacrament, that He is the center of our faith. If we don't have that, we have nothing. That the Blessed Virgin Mary, we must have a devotion. She is our spiritual mother, God's gift to us, and you don't want to reject that gift, right? And that we have the Pope, we have the sacraments, all the Scripture, we have all these wonderful, wonderful gifts. Now, here's a question for you. Does God love some more than others? Think about that. Does God love some more than others? or to answer the question, you have to make a distinction. God is constantly pouring out his love upon souls from heaven, okay? As the sun is showing its light and warmth upon the earth, God's love is constantly going out. So from God's perspective, you can say, well, God loves everyone equally. But from our perspective, it doesn't appear so, because some are given very special grace, like St. Bernadette, to see the Mother of God. So from our perspective, the distinction is some souls are more receptive, more open to receiving God's love, and therefore God fills them to overflowing because they're receiving everything. And that's what Mary is. Mary received every single grace from God, every love, the glance from God towards Mary, she received all those. She is the Immaculate Conception. And she wants us to grow in that too, to grow in the love of God. When we pray the rosary and have a devotion to her, she helps us to expand the capacity of our heart to receive God's love. Now, for Paul here, and for Liam, and for all of us here, in fact, too, I want to share some words of a great saint, Saint Faustina. You know her name is Saint Faustina, the Most Blessed Sacrament. She had a great love for the Blessed Sacrament. Now, this is her words on the Feast of Saint Joseph the Worker, providentially the day that we'll start our Adoration Chapel. So on May 1st, 1937, she said, Saint Faustina, "Today I felt the nearness of my mother, my heavenly mother. Although before every Holy Communion, I earnestly asked the Mother of God to help me prepare my soul for the coming of her Son." Now, so Maria and Paul, did you get that? So what should you do today? What should you do today? You ask the Mother of God, before you receive the First Holy Communion, to be at your side, to help you to receive her Son into your heart as she received Christ into the world. So I earnestly asked the Mother of God to help me prepare my soul for the coming of her Son, and I clearly felt her protection over me. I entreat her to be so gracious as to enkindle in me the fire of God's love, such as burned in her own pure heart at the time of the incarnation of the Word of God. Aren't those beautiful words? Those are beautiful words, the words of a great saint of the Church. So we should do the same thing, ask Our Lady to be with us, but then we say, Mary, that same love that you had burning in your heart, which is beyond even the seraphim, the same love you had burning your heart for Jesus, enkindle that love in my heart. Huh? Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, and knock and it shall be opened unto you. So we have to actively pursue that. You know, in our faith life, we can never be passive. You have to constantly try to work in developing the virtues, you know, especially growing in faith, growing in hope and charity. If we're not actively trying to grow in that, we're going to slip back. You know, when we examine our conscience, if we're not actively looking for a goal, guess what? Well, I got nothing to examine my conscience on, because there's no measure there. So we have to constantly strive to grow up, and that's what Our Lady wants to do. All of you are wonderful people here on the Saturday, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, praying the rosary. Encourage your family and friends and others to have a devotion to the Mother of God. That basic line, do you want to be like Christ? Are you a true Christian? Love Mary. Imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. So today, with the words of St. Faustina, when we receive our living God in communion, body, blood, soul, and divinity, when we receive the living God, ask, beg Mary, Mary, help me to open my heart to receive all of God's love. Expand the capacity of my heart to be loved by God. Help me, dear Mother. Help me to persevere. Help me not to fall by the wayside, to always focus on heaven, my true home. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.